pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. You give life. You are love. You bring life.
Bones will sing, great are you, Lord. We shall
Yes, God, we just thank you. We thank you for how great you are. Our minds can't comprehend, our hearts can't truly show you our words, our actions can't really show you how much you are to us, Father God. In the darkest times, you are our light. And we are able to see when we've gone through those difficult situations, how amazing you really are, Father God. How you continue to look out for us, how you continue to walk with us, Father God. How your faithfulness is never ending. And God, I just ask that you will continue to move in our own lives, in our individual lives, in our families, with our friends, and with this church. God, would you protect, would you guide, would you lead us as we move on to bigger, greater things for your service, for your ministry, God, for your calling. God, I ask that you would really work with us, that, Lord, you would use us, even though we are broken, that you would use us mightily. Continue to empower us in our church, Father God. Continue to bless the people around us, the people that we serve, the people that we love. You are such an amazing God. You are such a good God. We thank you. We give you praise again. May you just continue to move, and may your spirit just continue to guide us through this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Thank you. Thank you, Nancy. Would you like to stand? Yeah, let's really reflect on those words. The things that Nancy's just shared with us about. Maybe God is wanting you to think of and remember some of the spiritually defining moments in your life. Maybe God just wants to encourage you and just to tell you to take heart. I know when Nancy was speaking, I really felt a sense of when she was saying that last line, for the things of this world and the things that we see they fade, but the things that we are unseen are eternal. I kind of just thought, you know, the good things and the bad things in life, they all fade. The bad situations, they will fade away. That's an encouragement. But also, the things that we chase after, the things that we yearn for in this life, the next paycheck, the next holiday, the next game, or the next thing that you want to get, like, all of that fades away as well. And ultimately, there's only one thing that does remain, and that's God and His Word and His truth. The things of God, they stay eternal. His love, His hope. And there are things that we can hold on to, that we can grasp onto, that they don't fade. And that is such a wonderful truth. So we're going to just sing. We're going to sing this song, Take Heart. And in the chorus, if we could put it up, it says, so take heart, let His love lead us through the night. Hold on to hope and take courage again. May that be our prayer today. May that be our prayer as we head into 2019, that we hold on to His hope. There is a light. It burns brighter than the sun. Cast no shadow, there is hope. Should oceans rise and mountains fall, He never fails. Sing that again, there is a light. There is a light, it burns brighter than the sun. Cast no shadows, there is hope. Should oceans rise and mountains
Thank you. No matter what the cost, I will follow.
Jesus, everything I've lost, I have found in you. When I finally reach the end, I'll say, you are worth it all. You are worth it all.
God, you are worth it all. Everything we are, all our lives, God, we give it to you again, Lord. We daily surrender our lives to you. There is nothing else that we can say but worthy, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Holy, holy. God, there is nothing else like you. And we just lift you up, we praise you, God. As we sing this last song, we want to just lift your name up high. Worthy of every song. There is no other name like yours, Father God.
Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are.
Lord Jesus, we come before you. And we declare with our heart and soul and mind that we want to build our life on you. That you are our firm foundation, the rock on which we stand. They put our trust in you alone. And we know that we are small and weak, earthly vessels. But the treasure of the Lord Jesus Christ that dwells in us keeps us from being crushed, from being destroyed, from being perplexed, because you are the everlasting God whose infinite power dwells in us. So what have we to be afraid of? Let your glory shine forth from our lives, Lord, to pour out of these jars of clay, to let the world around us just see how good and how great and how awesome you are, that you are the eternal, sustaining, divine, almighty God who loved us so much that you would give your own son to die for these jars of clay, and then fill us with your everlasting life, your everlasting water. We praise you for that. So we don't walk around discouraged or downcast, because you are the greatest treasure. We praise you and we thank you and we lift you up. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our Heavenly Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.